Well, the USDA released their September crop production report, and as is typical, it did provide a few surprises.
The ear count numbers, that is the number of ears per acre, are a lot higher than what we were looking at just a month ago. For corn, we're looking at a total production number now of about 13.8 billion bushels, which is up, actually, from where we were just a month ago.
And a lot of people are saying they're surprised by the bin-busting projection of the USDA. They're now saying we'll have an average yield of about 155.3 bushels per acre, and that means those ending stocks, well, they're going to be rising as well.
We're expecting prices to fall for ending stocks to recover a lot from where they were. We were carrying ending stocks for our current estimate for 2012-13 is about 660 million bushels. That's actually down from what we were carrying last month, and it reflects the fact that we have seen some increased use.
That is Joe Glauber, the chief economist for the USDA, who had a different scenario for the soybeans.
There we're showing that the dry weather that we saw in much of the Midwest over the month of August has had a negative impact on soybean yields. NASS is estimating the yield per harvested acre at 41.2 bushels per acre. That's up from last year, but it's down over a bushel, almost 1.4 bushels per acre from what we were carrying in August. So we have seen an impact there.
And speaking of impacts, it seems like in talking with market traders like James Schrader, the biggest thing they kept an eye on were the new ending stocks.
Ending stocks for this year, they tightened them up in the report today.
Mm-hmm.
Ending stocks for next year are really going to depend on how much corn we actually see come off the combine coming up here in the fall. And the same with beans for next year's ending stocks. It's really going to depend on what's really out there. And you know, the anecdotal evidence I'm hearing is that there's not a lot out there. And then you get a report like today that totally conflicts with that, at least in the corn market.
Speaking of changes, the USDA also changed their 2013 milk production forecast as they reduced it from last month, reflecting recent slower growth in milk production. The production forecast for 2014 is unchanged, and the price forecast, well, for Class 3 and the all milk price actually rose for both 2013 and 2014 milk. The all price average for this year is still expected to range between 1970 and 1990, while for 2014 it should be anywhere from 1930 to 2035. Speaking of our prices, it was a big day for butter as AA up 8 cents to 153, blocks unchanged at 184, and barrels unchanged at 181. And 0.25 cents per pound. Class 3 prices generally higher. September, 1816. October, 1826. November, 1775. And December, up 8 to 1706. As far as the commodities are concerned, the new average price for corn for the 2013-14 marketing year has been reduced to $4.80 a bushel, while beans are now at $12.50. Currently, September corn's at $4.80, December at $4.66 1/2 cents per bushel, beans for September $14.40 a bushel, November $13.97 1/2 cents, and September wheat at $6.38. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 80 to 94. Most of the slaughter cows, 58 to 79. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers to 119. Holstein steers to 108. Replacement bull calves, 80 to 175. Heifer calves, 60 to 150. Barrels and gilts, 40 through 60 pounders, 40 to 65. Feeder lambs, $1 and down. Market lambs, 114 and down. And that is your lowdown on the ag scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.